Welcome back to our special edition of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast, where we are interviewing every candidate for the 7th Congressional District in Pennsylvania. And today we are joined by Ryan Croswell. Ryan, first of all, thank you for joining us. And I'd like to learn a little bit more about you and why you are running for Congress.
Absolutely. And thanks for having me, George. Look, I'm running because I love my country. But I hate what's happening to it. And so I've been a lifetime public servant, joined the Marine Corps after graduating from Duke Law School. My classmates went off to law firms. I wanted to serve because of the events of 9/11, and I didn't want to be on the sidelines during two wars, and continue to serve as a federal prosecutor, only leaving that job when Pam Bondi ordered my colleagues and I to drop the criminal charges against Eric Adams as part of a quid pro quo. And eight of us resigned. For me, that was a painful experience. For my colleagues, it was a painful experience, but part of something larger. I think that is really, an assault on our democracy and a turning of our back on the people of this country and our values. And so for me, kind of like when I joined the Marine Corps, it was just what I felt would be best for my country, running and trying to take back the seat for the Democrats.
When you talk to people, what is the biggest, and it's like a smorgasbord of choices, what is the biggest day-to-day financial stressor that you're hearing about when you are out and about now in the Lehigh Valley? And then what would be your approach to maybe addressing that on the federal level?
Sure. So, I think the biggest stressor, obviously things are more expensive. The cost of groceries is up 8% in Pennsylvania, which is ahead of the national average. But I think probably more than anything, it is healthcare costs. And we have seen this administration and this Congress, Ryan McKenzie, cut Medicaid and cut the ACA subsidies. And that is really affecting people that I speak to in the Valley. This destabilizes our health centers and our care providers, and it degrades the system for everyone, even those of us who have insurance. So I think that would be the number one thing. And I talk to people in the Valley who are either going to lose their insurance or are not currently insured. And I think that's a real problem because, again, it affects not just them, but everyone in the system.
Yeah, too, and especially when you're driving down the road and you see all these different hospitals, and it's like, we should all be able to go into there, right? And going right into that, I think I can kind of guess how you're going to answer the first part, but do you support extending the ACA premium tax credits? Should that be permanent? Talk a little bit, I guess, about that, about healthcare in general, what we can do.
Absolutely, yeah. So I definitely am in favor of extending those ACA subsidies for as long as is necessary to keep premiums down. Subsidies are not necessary when something is affordable. And so I think in the long term, I would really like to see a public healthcare option, a government regulated healthcare option available to all citizens. So every citizen in the Valley can ensure they can enjoy the same health insurance that Ryan McKenzie has. I think that would also drive down costs for people that want to keep their private plans. So in the long term, I hope that we can get to a point where subsidies aren't necessary, because healthcare is inherently affordable.
Sure. Continuing on, the 7th Congressional District, the Lehigh Valley, is not on the border, but we're affected by federal immigration policy, clearly. It's not working, at least in my opinion. What should enforcement look like in practice? What should happen with the legal pathways, and people are stuck in the middle here? What is your response to what's going on right now?
Certainly. So I was a federal prosecutor in a border city, San Diego. So I have prosecuted immigration offenses, people bringing drugs into the country illegally, people coming into the country illegally, people, human smuggling. I have protected the border. And I've also, by the way, prosecuted immigration officers, law enforcement officers who have broken the law, including a border patrol agent. I believe in a strong border. What we're seeing is a separate issue. That is the internal enforcement by ICE. And it is it's really disturbing. It's violating people's Fourth Amendment rights. It's coming into homes without search warrants. It's detaining people without probable cause or reasonable suspicion. And that is really, really troubling. And it's scary. And I talk to people in the Valley who are scared. I've talked to a woman who came to this country 30 years ago. And, you know, I met her at a house party. And at one point she starts speaking and she starts crying and shaking. And at the end of it, she pulls out a copy of her birth certificate and says, and now I have to walk around with this. And I think that's so un-American. So un-American. So, you know, to answer your question, I think that Congress needs to rein ICE in. That means cutting funding. I think we need a law that requires agents, federal agents, to take off their masks and put on their identification. I think we need accountability for what's happened, including people who have potentially been deported without due process. You know, I am proud to say that my law firm is filing lawsuits on behalf of people who have been detained illegally by ICE.
We sit here all day. Like some of these topics, it's such a shame that I have to be like, hey, can I talk to you for 15 minutes? Because I would love to talk more down each one.
We can do it.
2020. I'm bringing up Susan Wild just because she said it, right? Sure. In 2021, Susan Wild had a town hall and said, I don't have a problem with warehouses in the Valley. I don't think people have a problem with warehouses, but we don't want to be the land of the warehouses, the land of the data centers.
Sure.
I know that a lot of this is on the local level and the township level even. But, you know, is there consideration on the federal level of, you know, the proliferation of warehouses or data centers or this unchecked stuff? You know, what can be done? Definitely Lehigh Valleyans are concerned about this.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think I'll start with the data centers. There's a few concerns. One is the energy use and the risk that it could jack up energy prices. And so, you know, at the very least, we need to ensure that any data centers are providing their own energy so it doesn't cost the citizens of the Valley. It doesn't make their energy costs go up. But a second equally important issue is the environmental impact. And these data centers are huge energy consumers. And they're huge water consumers. And I think whether it's here or anywhere else, the people, the companies that are building data centers need to take accountability for powering them using renewable energy sources. And I think also because of the drain on fresh water resources, there should be some requirement that they're investing in the desalinization of water. And, you know, we're just seeing a report today. I think that the data centers being built are potentially going to cost us $2 billion in lost tax revenue. Again, in the case of all these things, we need to do the cost-benefit analysis. And I'm very uncomfortable with how quickly these data centers are being rushed into the area without more consideration of the environmental impact, the energy impact, and exactly what they're doing in terms of bringing in jobs. You know, and you mentioned like the warehouses, same thing. One of the things that's so nice about living here is all the green space. I'm a runner, all the areas to run. These things are huge and we have to do consideration case by case basis on how many jobs they're bringing in. Is this really worth it? So it's a concern nationally, it's a concern locally. And it is, you're right, to some extent a local issue, but on the national level, I think that we can force the companies building these data centers to take on accountability for powering them with renewable energy and powering them with desalinated water.
Sure. Again, yeah, the whole point too, when you see one of those warehouses and there's like, you know, four people work there and like an AI robot, you know, and it's great that we've come that far. Technology is cool, but not.
Yeah, and I mean, look, one of the things that's concerning about it is like a real consideration here is we don't want these things built overseas. Right. That creates a national security issue. So they're going to need to be built somewhere. Right. But there needs to be serious consideration as to whether or not those areas can ecologically support them. And again, there needs to be, and I hope this is incentive for the builders and developers of the data centers, investment in renewable energy sources to power them.
Okay. Another issue that is local and national, at the same time, there's been a lot of this in the news. In the Lehigh Valley, at any point in time, you know, there are about 300 or more people who are experiencing homelessness, and some of those are veterans. What can be done on the congressional level? I know that we have some great private organizations. I know that the cities are doing their part and as much as they can with the resources they have. What can be done on the congressional level to help? These are our neighbors, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned it. Shout out to nonprofits like Battleborn that are helping our homeless vets. Yep.
I was talking with Chris Yarnell yesterday. I was on the phone with him for like 20 minutes. A lot of energy. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Summer Pie, Chris. So a few things. One, I want to see pass the Road to Housing Act, which is has bipartisan support. It's currently, I think, stuck in Congress, and that would provide funding for more affordable housing and cut some of the red tape so we could build quicker. I think that really is a solution. We need more affordable housing built and pegged to be affordable housing. I'd also like to see, whether it be grants, low interest loans to developers who are willing to develop in areas where we have, say, abandoned buildings, abandoned businesses, as long as it can be safely done, building affordable housing there. And the reason I like that is because that way we're developing more housing without cutting into, like I said, the green space around the valley that we all love. And then finally, I think broader scope, we need to cut down on large institutional home buying. And by that, I mean Wall Street home buyers that are buying up all these empty houses and causing the cost of homes to increase across the United States. We should be cutting tax incentives for that to happen. So I think all three are necessary because, as you mentioned, somewhere a country as prosperous as this, you know, we shouldn't have people living without a house, without a roof over their head.
Agreed. All right. We get your fun question. I appreciate that. Now, kind of the fun one. You mentioned running, you know, but it could be anywhere. So I love the concept of a third place, you know, a place that isn't work, a place that isn't home, but a place that feels that way, you know, connects with you. What is it for you? Where is it for you in the Lehigh Valley? And tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. I will say there's not much downtime. You know, I think people see this, they see how hard our campaign's working. But usually at least once a week, I pop into the Nowhere Coffee near my, near where I live. And usually it's to meet with someone in the community to discuss some local issues, but it has some sort of sentimental resonance with me because, you know, when I was still at the Justice Department as a prosecutor, one of my favorite things to do would be, you know, maybe on a Sunday morning to pop into a coffee shop with a book. Now when I sort of go, usually it's often to meet with someone, but it takes me back a little bit to my old life. And so that's probably my favorite thing to do to kind of reset on some days. So.
Shout out to Nowhere Coffee. Appreciate it. And Ryan, appreciate your time. Appreciate you putting your hat in the ring here. All the best of luck, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.